90% wanted London in it, and then 60% wanted Broncos. So what we did try and do is that through the whole process, we did actually, in the original presentations that we did to staff, we actually discounted London Broncos. The reason for that was because we wanted people thinking to try and be creative and come up with something different. And, you know, maybe in time we'll come up with the names that we came up with. But what it did lead us back to was that this is a big part of Rugby League in London. And the name Broncos was where everything pointed to.
I know that David, the chairman, was very keen on London Broncos and that name because of the memories that he has. Was that an element of thinking, you know, resurrect that? And that's what a lot of fans associate with London Rugby League, don't they?
Yeah, it is. And as I said earlier, what came home to me was when I went to the Challenge Cup final and looked around Wembley and, you know, the London Broncos name was up there. And I thought, you know, are we trying to make this task difficult for ourselves by trying to bring in a completely new brand that no one's heard of? So that was one choice, and we said, well, actually, let's bring back the Broncos, and that's what people associate Rugby League in London with. And I think, you know, my time in Rugby League is that when you say under the old name where you were from, people didn't actually recognise there was a Rugby League team. They associated it with Union, but equally, people would then start thinking and go, oh, that used to be the London Broncos. So, you know, there was a lot of good times, and hopefully those good times are back, and we can reap some success.
And with your business mind on, this is obviously all part of a rebrand. It's in order to get your own identity and move forward. What is today going to do for this club?
Well, hopefully what today will do will actually get people thinking, you know, that, and it's very simple. The London Broncos are back. We've been associated with success in the past. We've probably drifted, I'd say, a little bit the last few years commercially, and therefore this gives us the opportunity to go back into the marketplace, for the want of a better word, and actually engage some commercial partners and people to come on board with us to be part of this journey.
And you mentioned as well just the stadium. I'm sure that the press will pick up on the fact that you're looking, and that's one thing. Is that the next thing on your tick list? Is that your next sort of desire of what you want to do with this club?
Yeah, and I've said this all along, is, you know, ultimately working with the RFL, we'd like a home for Rugby League in London. How big that stadium is a question mark. Where that stadium is another question mark. But I think you have to set yourself goals. Otherwise, you just plod and you don't become ambitious. And I think over the course of the next, you know, sort of 12, 18 months, 2 years, we can actually work and find a partner that may come in with something. I think, you know, probably the timing, post-Olympics, what's going to happen after that. So that is another big piece of work. But certainly, at this moment in time, we're focusing on the London Broncos and moving that forward and taking the game to our fans.
And is that sort of 18-month, two-year timescale what you're looking at as a minimum? Because these things don't happen overnight. And I mean, that process, how far along is it? Is it literally just a looking stage at the moment?
Well, it's a bit more than a looking stage. I mean, there are various meetings taking place and you know, working with the RFL, we are looking at venues that suddenly pop up. And I think what you've got at the moment is you've got a lot of facilities that people didn't know existed, that actually, with a little bit of investment, could actually become a 10,000, 15,000 seater stadium. So I think we're all aware of the challenges economically that we all face. So I think there'll be people who'll be looking for partnerships out there that could come and be a partner of Rugby League. So whether that be a standalone ground or a joint venture, we're very much open to options.